Once again, I'm David Fair, and it's that time of the morning and that time of the week where we welcome back to studio the Michigan Theater Executive Director, Russ Collins. Russ stops by every Thursday for Cinema Chat, and a bittersweet morning to you.
Yes, there's been some notable passings, one very tragic. As everyone knows, Robin Williams passed away this week, very suddenly, very tragically. He has some movies that he's actually coming that are going to be released in the next year.
Yeah, I understand he has at least three or four in the can, maybe
yeah.
six.
Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb, he's going to reprise his role as Theodore Roosevelt, a drama called The Boulevard, and another one called Absolutely Anything. He does an animated character called Dennis the Dog as well, and a film called Merry Friggin' Christmas, where his character actually has a alcohol problem, and so there was a great deal of concern that
yeah.
Merry Friggin' Christmas is also with Joel McHale. But obviously there's a lot of folks, especially late night talk show folks who knew him. There were comedians.
They were completely influenced and enamored of him.
Absolutely. As, you know, anyone of a certain age, I think, many, many, many baby boomers, and especially here in Detroit, because he grew up in Bloomfield Hills. He spent most of his youth.
He went to Detroit Country Day, right?
Yeah, and went to Detroit Country Day. So anyway, it's a sad, sad time, and what a terrible affliction he obviously had to deal with his whole life.
And I think sometimes
depression.
We take for granted that people who have wealth and fame and some sense of notoriety must have it easy and have a grand life. And that's just not always the case. In fact, artists are sometimes tortured, but so are all of we at times.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of universal. And as shocking as it was, depression is a part of our everyday lives in our community, among our friends, among our family. And I'd just like to take this opportunity as we note the passing of the great Robin Williams, that there are resources available. And if you need them right here in our hometown, please take advantage. There's a program called Washtenaw Alive, and it has a suicide prevention lifeline. You can call 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. Washtenaw County Community Health has a 24-hour hotline. It's 734-544-3050. The U of M has a depression center. It offers emergency psychiatric services. You can find psychiatric services through Eastern Michigan University, Washtenaw Community College, and if you're a veteran, through the VA Hospital in Ann Arbor. Those are just a few of the many local resources available. If you are depressed, please ask for help. If you know someone who seems depressed, please reach out. It might be what you don't say that makes the difference. These resources are available to you, too. If you'd like some advice on how to approach or help someone you're worried about, take advantage and make a difference today, because we can see the result when we don't.
Absolutely. A sad but less tragic passing, only because the movie star, this Hollywood from the Hollywood heyday, Lauren Bacall, passed away at the age 89. She was married to Humphrey Bogart. There was 25 years difference in their age, but they seemed to have a passionate and effective relationship.
Indeed.
Until Humphrey Bogart died in 1957. She was nominated for an Academy Award as the supporting actress in 1996, not during the Hollywood heyday period. She had an autobiography called By Myself and Then Some, which won a National Book Award in 1980. She also was a Broadway actress that did several things and won a couple of Tony Awards as well.
Yeah, she loved the theater. Considered that her first love.
Absolutely. Got her career started at 19 with To Have and Have Not, where she met Humphrey Bogart. Also did The Big Sleep, Dark Passage, Key Largo. Lauren Bacall passed away again earlier this week at the age of 89. We'll think warm Hollywood thoughts as we think back on Lauren Bacall.
Tell me, Russ, do you know how to whistle?
There you go. BuzzFeed, which is a news source for a lot of folks that like to get their news online or over the internet or on their cell phones, got a $50 million deal to expand their notion that they'd like to make motion pictures or TV shows.
Specifically for that format?
Yeah, at least as part of a media conglomerate kind of dynamic, okay. Although they're coming from a very small kind of thing compared to like NBC.
Sure.
but we'll see what happens there. Everyone likes, many people want to get into the movies, but it's a very hard business. We'll hope that it doesn't sink BuzzFeed. We'll watch that over time.
Any more news before we get to the movies?
One more. Lionsgate, their film, The Expendables, which opens this week, stars Sylvester Stallone and a lot of aged action heroes. It's kind of funny. But it was very heavily hacked and pirated. Millions and millions of people have downloaded the film
already,
without paying for it before it's released. And that Lionsgate has been given kind of extra special abilities to go in and look for the people that did this. It's called expedited discovery by the courts. And we'll see what happens. A lot of these sites that people download movies for free inappropriately are off-site, so they're hard to get a hold of. So we'll see what
It's a shame when that happens. That can have a devastating effect.
Yeah, you know, it's a reality of life, but people have worked very hard. And, you know, The Expendables is kind of less than 50% good reviews and things like that, but it was a lot of folks.
It has a built-in audience, and those who love it would probably like to see another, and that may not happen if it can't meet its obligations.
And it's stealing. The internet has kind of a pirate quality to it, as did, you know, theater in the early days of the United States. A lot of theater was stolen from England without people paying royalties and things like that. So it's not in a new technology in a new situation.
It was much harder to trace
unusual.
Back then. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it wasn't harder to trace. It was just a long way away. Kind of like this. It's the threshold of difficulty of making a difference. Well, Woody Allen has a new film that's opening up in our market. It's called Magic in the Moonlight, and it's set in the 1920s in the French Riviera. It stars Colin Firth.
He's
a great actor. He plays a magician, too. Someone who's a trickster, someone who's a show business person that does magic tricks on stage, and he completely loathes psychics and other
and
kinds
mediums,
of
right.
and all those kind of folks that pretend like the magic is real. You know, he's an illusionist. He likes the illusion, and he completely wants to debunk anybody that wants to make that magic or psychic powers are real. He runs into a character played by Emma Stone, who seems to actually have psychic powers, and it kind of messes with his ability to keep everything straight. The reviews on this are 50-50, but the folks that like it are saying, hey, you know, it may not be the best movie, but it's a pleasant vacation from reality, and what more could you want from a summer movie? It's like, hey, it's Woody Allen. He knows what he's doing. But other folks are saying, it's not as deep or as effective as some of his other movies. But I got to believe a lot of Woody Allen fans are going to go see Magic in the Moonlight.
Even a bad Woody Allen movie is usually better than a lot of other movies.
Well, and this one has the romantic thing. It's got a 1920s setting, which can be a lot of fun in his hands. There's also a film called Calvary, which stars Brendan Gleeson, who was in a film called The Guard a few years, a British film that was really great. He was also in Braveheart and some of the Harry Potter films. But he plays a Catholic priest in Ireland. It's set in Ireland. And this Catholic priest is threatened by a mysterious member of his parish, because he's the local priest, and this parishioner was badly treated by a priest when he was a child, and he wants to exact revenge. And so this priest, who became a priest later in life and seems to be a good guy, but he toys with the fact that, you know, he could be killed. And so is it appropriate for him to defend himself as a priest? And so anyway, it's kind of complicated and interesting. The setting is wonderful and really adds to the quality. Calvary opens Friday at the Michigan Theater.
Yeah, it sounds like an interesting run.
Yeah, Bob Mondello from NPR said Calvary is bleak and corrosively funny in equal measure. So
you hear those two words together often, but that's great.
It sounds very Irish in a lot
exactly,
of ways.
Exactly right.
Again, the reviews are this are very, very strongly positive. So go check out Calvary. Magic in the Moonlight opens at the State Theater, the newly owned, more or less.
And what about the more commercial releases?
Yes, Jeff Bridges is in a film called The Giver, which he's been trying to make for well over 20 years. In fact, he originally wanted to do this with his father playing the character of The Giver.
And now he's The Giver.
And now he plays The Giver. I mean, it was so long ago.
Right.
And they actually made like a 16-millimeter film just kind of as a family exercise many years ago, not for release at all, with his father playing The Giver. And so that's
Man, do I
fun.
Feel like I'm not having enough fun with my family.
That's right. So anyway, so Jeff Bridges, probably best known for The Big Lebowski, plays this character who's the collective memory of this community, and this community is very very bland. They've kind of taken all the adventure out of life, but it's also a very pleasant place to live. There's no crime, there's no... And so anyway, it's this kind of tension between the kind of edgy things that can make life interesting, but also difficult, and this very kind of placid existence. So The Giver, again, 50-50 reviews, but
and I'll watch most things with Jeff Bridges in it. He's an excellent actor.
We already talked about The Expendables.
Yeah,
it is what it is. Jason Statham, Mel Gibson, and a lot of other folks. And again, the reviews on this are 75% negative and. Or 70% negative and 30% positive.
What about some special screenings?
Midnight, Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah, exactly. It's Saturday at 11:59.
And I promise you, if you haven't seen it since you were in your 20s like me, it's an entirely different experience at this age.
Yes, exactly. Go check it out. And if you're in your 20s, it's a new experience. You want to go check it out.
You must. You must.
Stanley Kubrick's film Lolita, which stars James Mason and Susan Loy. Susan's Lyons, as well as Shelley Winters, this very controversial story that's treated in a very interesting way by Stanley Kubrick. And also we're going to do Clockwork Orange on August 21st.
One of my absolute favorites, yeah.
Yeah, and then Alive and Well is a documentary about the Crohn's disease, Huntington's disease. Go check that out on Saturday. And The American Mustang, which is another documentary about the horse that's running wild in the West. Not indigenous, a very complicated problem. A lot of people like horses, but this is a non-indigenous kind of invasive species, and so how do you deal with that?
Well,
so lots of very interesting stuff. Woody Allen, go check it out. Calvary, The Giver, Jeff Bridges' film, lots of good stuff to see. And if you haven't seen Boyhead, you got to go see it.
You have a lot of choices, and we hope to see you at the movies. And once again, depression, nothing to mess with. So if you need help, please reach out. There are plenty of resources right here in Washtenaw County. If you know someone who is depressed and you suspect might be suicidal, offer help. Reach out. Find out how to best do that. A very special thank you to Lauren Bacall and to Robin Williams. Thank you for the memories.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.